It's time for local news with Steve Yernis.
Valley City Public Works won't be fogging mosquitoes this week due to inclement weather conditions. Public Works Director Clint Clemish says he's taken a lot of phone calls from concerned citizens. He told the City Commission why they can't fog mosquitoes this week.
I've gotten a few inquiries lately about spraying, and I know there's a big event coming up this weekend at the North Dakota Winter Show. Just a couple facts I'd like to get out to the public about mosquito spraying. The best time to spray mosquitoes is at dusk and dawn. That's when the mosquitoes are most active, but there's a lot of other factors that go into that. Mosquitoes also like warm temperatures. In all of our trainings and licensing requirements, it's always been recommended that we spray at 60 degrees and above, and also at winds no greater than 10 miles an hour. So as I look at the upcoming forecast, it looks like a pretty windy week, and it also looks like a cold week. Temperatures in the low 40s or even upper 30s in those dusk to dawn times this week. And even coming up in the future, obviously, there's some frost advisories out there, so just know I would like to spray mosquitoes again, but I also got to be responsible financially and do what's best. And if the temperatures and the weather don't allow it, you probably won't see us out spraying.
If residents have any additional questions, feel free to call the Public Works Office at 845-0380. Second annual Live Life at 110% Brady Larson Memorial Derby will be held Friday and Saturday at the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center Outdoor Arena. Free transportation will be provided to and from downtown Valley City to the North Dakota Winter Show for these concerts both nights by the Thundering Saints, home of the Debbie Gable Memorial Ride. Friday evening, the band Booze and Tuna will take the stage. On Saturday, nationally known touring act Saliva takes the stage. Tickets are available right now for both the Demo Derby and the concerts on NewsDakota.com. That's our news. I'm Steve Yernis reporting.